What about the connection between power and money? This is the other biggie, that people connect power and money. And sure, let's talk about some of the reality. If you have gobs and gobs of money, you can be powerful in a way where you can purchase, you know, a house and a building and a business and luxury items. But we want to separate powerlessness from the money topic. That feeling of you can only feel powerful with money. I can help you with the tapping, and I've helped so many people feel powerful in a healthy way with integrity, with or without money. And the feeling of powerlessness, of course, is a very low vibration and can, in fact, repel financial abundance from you. So see if there are any situations that remind you of this connection. Power and money. Money is power. Even though I can't be powerful without money. I don't feel powerful unless I have money. Does that ring any bells for you? Do you think of any situations or something that was said to you? Because if we unlock these last three sequences, the connection of love and money, personal value and money, and power and money, money starts to be just what it is for you, which is an exchange of energy. And that's what we want it to be, because then it can be clean, it can be used for what its purpose is, and we can continue to enjoy deep abundance and personal joy in our lives. So try this statement as our target. I feel powerless without money. Say that out loud and see if you can measure it on the 0 to 10 point scale, how true it feels. I feel powerless because I don't have money. True? 0 to 10? How high is that powerless feeling? Because you're in your situation now and don't have enough. And we'll start tapping on it. Karate chop point. Even though I feel powerless because I don't have enough money, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Now, just as I was tapping on that sentence, it occurred to me, of course, more emotions might come up, so that might make you feel resentful or angry or hurt. You can pause the recording and write that down and use it as another tappable issue at a later time. Karate chop. Even though I feel powerless because I don't have enough money, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel deeply powerless because I don't have any money, I accept who I am and how I feel. Now, of course, everything is relative. Some of you say you don't have any money and you've got a ton compared to other people, and some of you are literally down to your last few dollars, and that's fine. Everything's relative. Go to the eyebrow. I feel powerless because I don't have enough money. Side of the eye. I feel so powerless without money. Under the eye. I want to have money. Under the nose. I want to feel powerful. Chin. I feel powerless without money. Collarbone. I feel powerless without money. Under the arm, I've always felt so powerless around money. Top of the head, I feel powerless without enough money. Take a breath. And measure that belief now and that feeling. I feel powerless without enough money. Maybe you still feel that way, but has the number changed at all? I want to help you feel appropriately powerful with integrity, whether you have money or not. That will change your vibration so much. It'll change your vibration in an instant. Karate chop. Let's do it again. Even though I still feel powerless because I don't have enough money, I accept who I am anyway. Even though I still feel powerless because I don't have enough money, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I still feel this powerless feeling around money, I just don't have enough. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Go to the eyebrow point. I feel so powerless without money. Side of the eye. I don't feel powerful unless I have money. Under the eye. I'm tired of the ups and the downs. Under the nose. You can't be powerful unless you have money. Chin. I hate that feeling of powerlessness. Collarbone, I feel so powerless without money. Top of the head, I don't have enough, so I feel powerless. Good, take a breath. And measure that again. I feel powerless without money. Is that really true? Do you really feel that as much? Because powerlessness, the Abraham Hicks people who teach Law of Attraction, they say that that powerless feeling is the lowest one on the totem pole. And that when you feel powerless, people try to do anything to feel better from that. And if you connect powerlessness with money, then you'll only feel powerful when you have money. It puts you into a terrible vibration and a terrible equation, a lot of which can be outside of your control. So I want to help you feel more powerful with integrity in your life in other places. Separate it from the money. Go back to the eyebrow. I want to feel powerful in a good way. Side of the eye. I like feeling powerful when I work hard. Under the eye, I appreciate feeling powerful when I'm loving. Under the nose, I don't have to feel powerless all the time. Chin, I'm going to disconnect money and power. Collarbone, of course I want more money to buy things. Under the arm, but I'm going to disconnect power and money. Top of the head, I choose to feel powerful no matter how much money I have. Good. Take a deep breath. And keep tapping on your own if you think that would be useful to continue to disconnect power from money, personal value from money, and love from money. We want to separate them. Love is love. Personal value is based on who you are, and you can't take that away based on finances. And your power, we want to build your power the way we want to build prosperity consciousness. So regardless of how much money is in the bank, you can feel in love, be loved, be loving, feel as if you have deep personal value and worth and integrity and congruence and personal power. That word power can be very confusing, right? But the idea of personal power being centered, being clear, knowing your own internal yes and no, that is real power.